It's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalist, Katie Wokesch, an accountant whose mom wanted her to be a lion tamer. And Anna Danziger-Halpern, who loves spoilers but doesn't know how this story will end. Katie and Anna, your final round is called Case in Points. Every answer is a word containing at least two of the highest value Scrabble letters, Q, X, Z, or J. These answers may or may not be valid Scrabble words, so play at your own risk. And our big winner will receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Retta. We rolled a 20-sided die backstage, and Katie is going first. Here we go. Katie, this 1994 film centers on the scandalous TV program 21.
Network?
Good guess. Sorry, that is incorrect. We were looking for Quiz Show. Anna, Mamma Mia, and Jersey Boys are examples of this type of musical built around pop songs. 3 seconds. We're looking for jukebox. Katie, this word describes something foolishly impractical inspired by a Miguel de Cervantes novel.
Quixote-esque.
We don't know if that's a word. Okay, we'll have to check with our judges. Quixote is the crux of it. They say we can take Quixote-esque. So, correct. Anna, in baseball, this play involves a batter bunting to sacrifice himself and advance a runner on third to home plate.
A sack fly?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. We were looking for squeeze play. Jonathan, how are our finalists doing?
Well, so far, Katie's in the lead with 1 point.
Katie, this chocolatier stars with Nicole Byer on the Netflix cooking show Nailed It.
Jacques something French.
3 seconds.
It's not Cousteau. Jacques, I don't know.
Jacques Torres. Anna, in folklore, it's something that brings you bad luck or something you might yell if you and a friend say the same thing.
Jinx.
That is correct. Katie, it's a biblically named feminist news blog.
Jezebel.
That is correct. Anna, in 1969, Judy Shepard Missit created this workout combining dance and fitness.
Jazzercise.
That is correct. All right, we're at the halfway point. Jonathan, how are contestants doing?
Well, Anna has made up that gap. It is now tied 2-2.
Whew, exciting. Katie, this Mediterranean daffodil is cultivated for its yellow or white fragrant, short-tubed, clustered flowers.
It's not daffodil, so I don't know.
Okay. We were looking for jonquil.
Oh, I never would have got that.
Jonquil. Anna, in the United Kingdom, the government's chief financial minister is known as the chancellor of this.
Exchequer.
That is correct. Katie, from the French cadavrexy, this artistic form involves a series of collaborators separately adding to the same work.
I don't know.
No answer?
No answer.
Okay. We're looking for exquisite corpse. Anna, in audio, EQ stands for this.
Equalizer?
Yes, equalizer we can take. Well done. Jonathan, how are contestants doing?
Well, Anna is now in the lead 4-2, so Katie, if you get this question wrong, Anna wins the game.
Katie, this hard, shiny crystal mineral is used in making electronics and watches.
It's not crystal. It's not diamond.
3 seconds.
It's, I don't know.
We were looking for quartz. So that means, Anna, you're a big winner. Congratulations, Anna.
Thank you.
And that's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Bow Joel to Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Camilla Franklin, Andrew Kane, Ruth Morrison, and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Kara Weinberger and Emily Winter. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katzef, Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, Ramel Wood, and our intern, Sean Goal.
Unleash Hog.
Along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore, David Hurtgen, and Jeff O'Neill. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.